Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
The Bob and Tom Show presents the Bits and Pieces Podcast. This podcast is Cheek McGee approved.
Hey, welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. I'm Willie Griswold, joined as always by Jason and the Jessicas. And gang, today we're talking boobies. It's like, not to be a big weirdo, but you know, one of my favorite things in the whole world.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing how important that is, you know, that the whole idea of breasts is to me. But I think it's probably from growing up listening to the show and hearing Bob talk about it constantly, you know?
Sorry.
Is this an amateur podcast or what?
No.
It is.
But yeah, we're talking boobies, and I want to read a letter.
Did we, is this like, are we doing like a...
Equal airtime?
Yeah.
From last week?
Right.
Well, actually, technically, ladies are ahead, because we talked about some other parts.
Oh, we did?
A while back. Remember the one that Marty didn't like?
Oh, yeah. I don't think Marty liked the last episode
Good
either.
For him.
Why?
I don't know.
Because he's not very funny.
We made him uncomfortable.
Because of all the Schmeckle talk?
Or? I guess.
Well, we talked about Schmeckle. Now we're talking about boobs. It's Title IX, or get the bleep ready, Title IX. Okay. But real quick, I want to read a letter that I got. Sometimes you get like a letter when you're having a bad day and it totally picks your day up.
Yeah.
And this one is the most wild ride I've ever been on. So Here we go. Dear Bob and Tom Show, my wife and I drove 4 hours to see Willie and the boys at the Jonesboro, Arkansas show. They killed it. The wife and I laughed so hard. That's what all we need right now. I felt sorry for Willie. He had a heckler, but he handled it very well. Super proud of him. Jeff and Donnie were hilarious. On a side note, both the Jessicas are fire ass hot and they'll say it straight to their face.
Oh, yay.
Thank you guys for listening. I've been listening to your show for over 10 years. It helps me get through the long work day. P.S. Me and Willie are them heavy nat boys. We love them heavy nats. So thanks for that email, Paul. It legitimately, it made my day yesterday, and then it got like creepy and weird, but funny.
Sure.
And then it brought back.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it too.
We were thought of. Even if it's an afterthought, it's like, well, thanks for thinking of us.
Exactly. Yeah, and he's like quoting Donnie saying, fire ass hot. He's having a little bit of fun.
Right.
But then at the end, like, thank you so much. I've been listening forever. And then just to come right back to we dim heavy nat boys. And I was like, hell yeah, Paul rocks.
Are you guys getting that t-shirt made or what?
There really does need to be a t-shirt.
I don't know if I want to tie heavy nats to my merch collection.
All right. You don't have to put like Bob and Tom or your name on it, but just selling one that says that.
Heavy nats?
Yeah.
Heavy nats.
Heavy nat boys.
That'd be tight. That'd be
and
cool.
And then you can wear it.
Now, Willie, I love that you're getting all, I don't know if I want to tie in with the guy with the lighters for your weed and your other bad things.
I know.
I think it says not for weed, actually.
It does say not for weed. Thank you very much. No,
how about not for heavy nets?
I'm just too worried that I'm like tying myself to like pot culture and boob culture and party culture.
I mean,
it's like you're too late.
Those things don't ever go out of style, right. Bud.
Like you're a dude and you just like boobs. Who knew?
I mean, it's like, it's so simple, but yeah.
Yeah, we had a boob moment yesterday. We had a delivery and...
this is bad. This is not great.
I was standing on the front porch waiting to receive our Instacart delivery, and Willie's coming outside to get some fresh air, and I was like, don't look at her boobs. That's all I said. She wasn't up on the porch yet. And so, I mean, beautiful, beautiful wreck. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, it deserves some kind of award. Mm-hmm. And then I come back in here, And I was like, did you guys see that girl? And Jeff goes, yeah, I saw her walking away, that ass. And I was like, you missed the best part, pal.
I looked straight to the sky. I was so afraid. I was like, don't get caught. If this is an issue, this can't be a thing. You're at work. Don't get caught staring at some girl's boob. She's delivering food. So I just looked straight to the sky.
Were they the heavy net?
I would say they were definitely natural. That bounce, you can't produce that. Mm. And not super heavy. I would go medium heavy.
And I've gone on record. I like heavy gnats. I like natty lights. I like them fake. Whatever you want to do, I'm a fan, ladies.
Right, okay.
I'm just saying you guys are doing good thing out there with your top hat.
It's funny you bring that up. You didn't look at them. Josh will claim that he could look at them, but they'll never know that he's looking at them. Have you ever heard him say that?
No.
Oh, yeah. They don't know I'm looking.
If you have sunglasses, there's like a world where it's possible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sunglasses, sure. Absolutely.
I mean, I get caught doing that all day long. I'm just walking around, you get a quick peek, and then she sees you, and you go, oh, I'm a creepy loser weirdo. Yeah. Why am I doing this? And then you got to look at the sky. So that's why you just look at the sky, fellas.
Just look at the sky. How many times do you ever get caught when you're with a girl, like in a relationship? Does she ever catch you? Has that ever happened?
No, I don't. I'm being a little silly. I'm not actually out there being like a total creep, but I just constantly feel, I always, you know, people say there's like, we have a sixth sense, and it's when we know when people are looking at us.
Yeah.
I think especially when I'm in public, I'm like hyper aware of that. I think it's like an anxiety thing.
Yeah, that's called anxiety.
Yeah.
You're always like, everyone's watching you. Yes. And you're like, oh.
And it's like a paranoia thing. And it's like, I'm always worried that I'm in the way of somebody at like the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like I'm really kind of knowledgeable about where my cart is and not being in
For
the
sure,
way.
Sure.
And I think that's partially because
And you're
I was a
good
kid.
Human too.
Well, what else? When I was a kid, my dad would just leave his cart on the left side. He's in the right side. Another kid, we're blocking everybody.
Nobody cares.
And I'm having like a little anxiety attack, keeping my head down and walking to the cereal aisle.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad I just broke that down. I think I just figured something out about myself.
That's good.
Yeah, thanks, gang. Well, let's get right to it. Nothing better than a song to get this party started.
I met you at a Pearl Jam concert. You stood up and began to dance. When I saw your great big knockers, I gave you a standing ovation in my pants. Who cares about Eddie Vedder? There's something I like much better. A pretty lady in a skin-tight sweater, you know. A big bosom girl like you, with huge honkers like you, Montezuma's like you. I love your Kalamazoos. I bet that you can't see your shoes.
I met you at the tattoo parlor. You were teasing your great big hair. You had all your favorite singers tattooed everywhere. Elvis Presley was on each hooter. Johnny Cash was tattooed on your pooter. Was that Willie Nelson down by your cooter? Who knows? When a girl has big boobies like you, big dumplings like you, bra buddies like you, I wanna tweak your spark plugs. I love those thingamajugs.
I met you down in New Orleans, swinging at the Mardi Gras. I handed you a beaded necklace, and you handed me your bra. I won't forget the times we spent. Fat Tuesday, it just came and went. There's one thing I'm not giving up for Lent. Oh no. A girl with conchas like you, torpedoes like you, Winnebagoes like you. Without those big snuggle pups.
I met you at the Happy Clam Bar. I've never seen a girl like you. You had a haircut like Johnny Unitas and a Gertrude Stein tattoo on you. I was wearing a leather skirt.
A girl that fit well that's like you. Love muffins like you. Yeah, so squeeze your sweet nectar rings. I thought that I smelled sardines.
Magic McGee's like you.
Big Bobbins like you.
Tom-toms like you.
Oh, hey, hey.
Cute Christy Lee's like you.
Huge Carlene is like you. Hey.
Shanique was like you.
Let's order tacos for two.
A big bosom girl like you.
Montezumas, Hooters, spark plugs, thingamajigs, Kalamazoos, honkers, torpedoes, Winnebagos, Christy Lee's.
Yeah.
A lot of fun names for boobs in there.
I forgot Montezumas. About honkers.
Oh, that's a good one.
Honkers.
Honkers the one that Chick brings up all the time that I don't really like.
Yep. Hammers?
Hammers.
Hammers. I think it's funny.
I don't get that one.
I like hammers. Doesn't...
He does hammers. My dad does torpedoes.
Yeah.
I've been firing off squeezers a lot.
That's a good one. I like that.
Squeezers?
That's a new...
I think maybe Ezra says that at the end, but I couldn't tell.
Oh, I don't know. I like sweater puppies.
That sweater always, puppies are great.
That's good. And chesticles. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I like chesticles.
Chesticles, breasticles.
Yeah, breasticles. Yeah.
But yeah, that was great. It starts with Bob. Who's the second singer? Do you guys know?
I do. I think I do.
Carl Story?
Is that who you think it is?
I think it is.
It's kind of the... So Bob is like sort of like a rock and roll...
Yeah.
Well, in the first... So I can't remember the song they're parodying.
Yeah, like...
Girl Like You.
But it's like they mention... They mentioned Pearl Jam, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, and then it goes to like the kind of big band vibe. Mm-hmm. And then the end, I would say that's like that 90s, like Goo Goo Dolls or like Alanis Morissette.
Melissa Etheridge.
Melissa Etheridge. Is it a direct Melissa Etheridge parody, you think?
It has to be. I don't know who that is, though.
I don't know who that is.
But it's just so funny that the song they're parodying is never mentioned within the song, and they mention so many musicians.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot. I thought that it was, why am I blanking? Shel Silverstein's friend. Who is that?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, the old guy. Go out drinking with you.
Yep. Oh, Daly.
Pat Daly.
Yep.
No.
It sounds like a young Pat Daly to me.
It's definitely like a more country vibe, and I feel like there's not that many voices you hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was the song Nobody Like You by the... There's no way that's right.
It's like the Scorpions or something?
I thought
thinking.
It was something. It is something really, really like late 80s, early 90s rock.
I just thought it was so funny because it's like definitely that late or that 80s hair metal sound.
Yeah.
And that's the one sound that we don't really parody in this.
Never.
We do so many genres, but we don't really hit that.
There is a song called A Girl Like You by, I forget, the Black Keys actually covered it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But
it's
no
from
one.
Like the 90s.
It's just so
no
cool.
No One Like You, Scorpions.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, exactly. It's just so cool. It's like, for me, this is like my favorite kind of Bob and Tom overproduced thing. And usually that comes in the way of the big band.
Yeah.
But it's so cool to hear, like, whoever did this, it was probably, you know, Steve Ali and a few other guys. They really hit all those sounds perfectly. So besides being like hilarious, which it really is, it's so silly that that's this really well-produced thing. And it's all just about boobs. There's like 50 nicknames for boobs in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then I just love the switch of POV at the end. Because it's like, hey, we've gotten all the boob jokes out. And then what do? It's like, okay, cool. Now we're going to make it about a same-sex couple. Or not a couple, but just this person that's interested in boobs.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. They're really enjoy it.
Universal.
That. Exactly. It is universal.
Yeah. I think everybody likes boobs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll always take a look.
I say girls look at boobs just
all
as
the
much
time.
As the guys.
Yeah.
Like if there's a girl walking by, we're going to notice.
Yeah, you always look at boobs, whether
really?
It's like an appreciation or envy.
Or it's like, hey, look at those. Man, they're about ready to fall out.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Donnie, look, I think I see a nipple.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, is it going to come out or not? We'll watch and wait.
That is like a good trick, though, that you girls, you'd be like, oh, wow, that girl's a really good body. And you'd be like, who, that ugly girl? I don't look at anything. You're an idiot. Then you're in trouble for calling her an idiot. let's move on. What could be better than this? Bob Kavoyan hosting a game show. Is this heaven?
This fall on the Bob and Tom Television Network.
Hi, I'm Bob Kavoyan. Like me, you may have noticed the recent onslaught of Who Wants To shows on television. Never one to ignore a trend or pass up a chance to stare at naked female flesh, I'd like to welcome you all to my brand new game show, Who wants to show their breasts to a national radio personality? Let's welcome our contestant. Contestant number one, Cassandra Biggins. Contestant number two, Misty Schlitz. Oh, and contestant number three, my Regina. Folks, let me tell you, it's anybody's game. All right, ladies, the rules were explained to you before the game began. We'll begin with the mini trampoline competition.
Mini trampoline competition brought to you by Bounce Fabric Softener.
Oh, yeah. Bounce, baby. You know, this is usually the part of the show where I walk over and talk to our contestants, but I'm not going to step out from behind the podium just right now. So we're going to skip to the highly competitive Wonder Bra segment and get right to the part where our contestants rip each other's clothes off and rub baby oil all over one another. Rip it! Well, folks, that's all the time we have this week for Who Wants to Show Their Breasts to a National Radio Personality. Please join us next week for another...
Excuse me, Bob.
What is it, Chick?
Who won?
I think we all did, Chick. See you next week.
This has been Who Wants to Show Their Breasts to a National Radio Personality.
What a game. And I got to say, whoever wrote My Regina, thank you. Thank you so much for the service you did to our country. My favorite part as a comedy writer hearing that is when Bob just goes, now the rules were already explained before we began. And I like to think that my dad wrote out like a minute long explanation of all the rules. And someone's like, you know what? We got to get to the funny. Let's just cut that. This is a really silly thing about people bouncing on trampolines. Let's get right to the bouncing.
I feel like it was all just for the chick joke. I think we all won here, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and also, I kind of thought that joke was going to be like chick being like, oh, Bob, we're actually already canceled. We're not coming back next week, which I think it's kind of like the same kind of idea of just kind of going away from it. Also, piece about boobs, there is not one woman in that bit. There is never. But I think it's almost good because I feel like they would have been making fun of people that would have gone on that show. And it's almost better to be like, no, this is real. It's just silly.
Who was on that trampoline?
Yeah, you hear somebody. You do.
Giggling. Oh, I just be like,
giggling.
No dialogue, I bet. I just be that it was never like something, hey, let's go to the, and then have somebody,
I don't think I've ever heard that bit, actually.
Yeah, okay.
But did they do the game show type things before? Like, that feels like reality based, like in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire
early
type
2000s
thing.
I'm with you.
That sounds like that was that was a long time ago.
I forget how long ago that was.
That's okay.
Like, what is it? The first real chick, the millionaire who wants
who
to
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire came out in like 99.
Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire? 99? That was the very first one I remember, right?
Yeah, who Wants to Marry a Millionaire?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
Bob and Tom bit a real show?
No, real show.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire? It was a blonde-haired woman, and this guy was just like, it was...
Darva Conger
was the girl, or the woman that wanted to, and she was a very much like a 90s-looking blonde wavy hair...
Oh, that
face.
Was in 2000.
Yeah. It was in 2000?
Yeah. I'm surprised you know their names.
Well, we have a bit called the Darva Conger photo sheet.
Yeah. And then the guy ended up being like a massive creep, and she was like, I'm out of here.
He came in here.
He did?
Back, I think in the
yeah,
back.
Look at him. Isn't he terrifying?
He does look like creep with his face.
I think
like, I'm
what's his name?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, he came in briefly.
He did? Yes.
I'm not laughing at the idea that he was a creep, but the way you made it sounded like in the second to last episode, they were like, now here's the reveal. He's rich, but he is a pervert.
Essentially, that's what happened. Like, they get through the whole series or whatever, and then, like, all these things, you find out, like, oh, okay, here's post-show. And she had to, like, escape from this dungeon in his basement.
And because it was so new and fresh, it kind of took the country. I mean, I'm sure the numbers were crazy.
Insane. Had to be insane.
And then she did Playboy.
And then she did Playboy. So, you know what? Everybody won.
Yeah. The real winner is everybody. Sometimes it's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
Mm-hmm.
More things that I read off of, like, you know, inspiring Instagram stories.
Sure.
Well, I think that we keep hearing these, like, early Bob and Tom Show bits, and let's keep it going. This is a classic from the early days.
Hi, my name is Belinda, Belinda Balloons, and I'm an exotic dancer here at Uncle Vic's Booby Trap Lounge. You know, the cold and flu season is in full swing, and I have to be careful. When I get a chest cold, I have a big problem. That's why I rely on strong medicine, Uncle Vic's Formula 44 D-Cup Vapor Rub.
Hi, I'm Vic Slimeballini, proprietor of Uncle Vic's Booby Trap Lounge, and I developed Uncle Vic's Formula 44 D-Cup, the topical cough syrup that you apply right to your chest. Uncle Vic's Formula 44 D-Cup VapoRub is specially formulated to be an effective cough suppressant, even on the largest lungs.
Come to Papa!
Uncle Vic's Formula 44 D-Cup Vapor Rub. When you dance in drafts like I do, you'll want to keep 44 D-Cup in your medicine chest. Oh, come on, baby. Rub it all over. It feels so good.
And it smells so good, I'd like to lick it off. Uncle Vic's Formula 44 D-Cup. You'll find it stacked in jugs on your grocer shelves. And coming soon from Uncle Vic Enterprises, new Tux-a-Buck, the first hemorrhoid application for strippers. Tux-a-Buck. Each medicated pad looks just like genuine U.S. currency.
Golly, I'll tell you, my roids were about to kill me until I discovered Tux-a-Buck. It put out the fire and nobody ever noticed.
Hey, Busty, you got some bills hanging out of your butt floss.
Oh, I fooled you. That's not U.S. currency. It's Tux-a-Buck. Looks great and cools off my piles, too. And by the way, if you look carefully, you'll see that's not George Washington's face on the bill. It's Uncle Vic.
It was my pleasure. Tux-a-Buck in $5, $10, and $20 denominations. $1 denominations available only in West Virginia.
Uncle Vic. I like that Chick McGee kind of New York
I
tough
know.
Guy thing.
Oh, yeah. That's not a voice you hear him do very often.
I think I've heard someone do it on the Cremation Station bit.
That's on, Marty.
Is that Marty doing it? Okay, cool. So like, there's like that kind of version of it, but that's Chick doing it, which I feel like you don't get to hear a lot.
Yeah.
My favorite part about that, at one point, Christy in character says butt floss, and Bob Kavoyan laughs until the end of the bit. He hears that and does not stop laughing until the end.
What is the name of the, it's, what do they call the strip club? What did he call it? Do you remember at the beginning? They
oh, at the very beginning?
Yeah. Her name's Belinda something.
Yeah, Belinda, and I work at...
Something Buzzums?
No.
Is her name Belinda
T.
Buzzums?
Yes. Belinda, Belinda, yeah, Belinda.
Is it right at the very beginning?
It's at the very beginning.
All right, here
this
we go.
Fall on the Bobbin.
No, wrong one. Gosh, boy, I'm just not having a day.
I'm not having a day.
This is real.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Belinda, Belinda Balloons, and I'm an exotic dancer here at Uncle Vic's Booby Trap Lounge.
Booby Trap.
Booby Trap.
Booby Trap.
No, so no, Uncle Vic's.
Uncle Vic's Booby Trap, which reminded
sounds
me
terribly
of,
creepy.
Yeah, 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 but it reminds me of the very first, and I remember I told this story on the Big Show one time, and Josh goes, what do you think this is, your podcast? So I'm going to tell this story on the podcast.
Yeah.
So the very first... like Bob and Tom, or even I'm going to just say comedy in general, that we listened to on the internet was the Booby Trap, but it was the story that Rodney Carrington tells on the show.
Okay.
So it was a Bob and Tom bit. It was his material, obviously, but he does the whole Booby Trap thing. Do you guys remember this? Do you remember the Booby Trap bit?
I remember, I believe this is, get ready for the bleep again. Sorry, Jason.
Yeah.
Where Rodney goes, can you say t- on the radio? Yeah.
I don't know if he says it or if he just says it, because he goes, burp, burp, truck. And like he's talking about, and he talks about there was a truck. It was called the Booby Trap. And they had a truck that would come pick you up and take you to the strip club. Mm-hmm. And there's a part through it where he says, he goes, pull around back. She's here. Yeah. I'll run through the house. Yes. Yes. And you guys, we listened to that on a loop. Yes. We thought that was the, I could probably do that entire bit word for word today.
Is this like you and your college buddies?
Yeah,
or?
We were in the dorm and we were just like, oh my gosh, like, A, we're listening to this on the internet. Like, it's not a CD. And we were just like blown away. But it was like this and like, I want to say two or three other bits that we could listen to online. And it was just like, I don't know if somebody had recorded them and put them on there. It wasn't like we were on the Bob and Tom website listening to them. Mm-hmm. But it was, yeah, I don't know.
He said the words.
Yeah, he said it.
But like, so there was a time where they did beep it and when they didn't beep it, I think.
Sure, 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 sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah, because I think he says it more than once. Yeah. But that's that's whenever I think of boobs and Bob and Tom, mm-hmm. that's the first bit I think of.
I think of Shirtless Girl immediately.
Sure.
I mean, that bit really shaped like so much of my comedic and sexual sensibilities.
Really?
Yeah, that bit had a real impression on me as a kid.
Did you think that it was a real superhero?
No, I did not. I did not. But no, I remember that like the first bit of comedy, I used to like do a thing in the back of the car about superheroes called the Belcher and the Burper.
Okay.
When I was like 6.
Yeah.
And I remember like that was kind of like my dirty version of Shirtless Girl because I couldn't do that bit. But then we had a dog named Belcher.
Belcher, yeah.
Because I would do that. Yeah, I would do that in the back of the car all the time.
Oh.
When I was like, just like my dad would be on the phone and I would be like doing silly voices with my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Shirtless Girl to me is just like so silly.
Mm-hmm.
The car that goes.
Yes.
Blah, blah,
blah, blah,
every
so
time
good.
I laugh.
Bob doing the mayor voice. Mm-hmm. Is that and thank you, Shirtless Girl, for. Because that just hits on like this like trope that you hear in cartoons all the time of this
right.
like silly voiced mayor. And that bit is just so funny.
And we don't have Shirtless Girl for this episode.
I think we played it early on
before.
In our, yeah.
Another time. Yeah. Okay.
Super early
I just feel
on.
Like we're talking a lot about it.
No, and obviously, you know, there's like 20 bits up at the top
that everybody knows.
That
we
everybody
can just reference. Yeah.
We can reference. And
I'm with you.
I just saw Shirtless Girl a few weeks ago.
Was she in costume?
She was not in costume. coincidentally, her and I had both had daughters,
yeah.
not together,
right?
Who graduated the exact same years.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny. Does your daughter know that she is Shirtless?
I bet they know.
Yeah, you think
don't
so?
Touch these mm-hmm. or don't touch those.
What does she do now?
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah,
I don't
you
know
don't
what
know.
She does day to day.
Okay.
But,
all right.
But she's great. Yeah, I gave her a nice hug, an extra long hug.
Bunch of creeps. Well, hey, it's a rare appearance by the Love Brothers.
Ladies, has Mother Nature's roulette wheel left you flat busted, so to speak?
Many women would love to go from a who cares 34B to a mouth-watering 38 double D light. But they're concerned about the cost and potential hazards of traditional implants.
Hi, I'm Nick Love, president of Loveco Industries. Along with my brother, Sonny, I've developed a safe, affordable alternative to make mountains out of your molehills. Say hello to our revolutionary new product, Nick and Sonny's Air Hogans.
That's right. We feel our Air Hogans are the biggest development, so to speak, in the entire breast enlargement industry. A few simple pumps on our lifelike nipple inflator valve, and you'll be raising heads all over town.
And your Air Hogans can be adjusted to fit any occasion. A day at the beach, one pump. Fashion photo shoot, two pumps. Or hey, how about three pumps for that date with Bill Clinton?
And our Air Hogans are not only adjustable, but they look and feel like the real things.
Gee, honey, these feel great.
Yes, you heard it right. Air Hogans, affordable and safe. With silicone implants, a woman may be unaware of leakage and thus exposed to dangerous toxins and expensive replacement surgery.
But not with our Air Hogans. In the unlikely event that they do leak, it's merely fresh air, the way nature intends. And through our unique leak alert system, you'll know the minute one occurs.
Oh, what a lovely dinner party. Is this pate?
Excuse me?
Finally, a leak to your Air Hogans requires no costly medical attention. Merely stop by any qualified service station or bike shop, and bingo, you're back in business.
So don't trust your breasts to greedy, unscrupulous plastic surgeons. Place them in our hands, and let a set of Air Hogans change your life. Let's listen in on one of our satisfied customers.
Hi, I'm here about the secretarial position. I have 12 years experience.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Just leave your resume on the way out. Next. Later that day.
Hi, I'm here about the secretarial...
Holy sh**, you're hired! No, isn't it time you make the Air Hogans a part of your future? Remember our slogan. Thanks to Air Hogans, your lover is now playing with the best.
For more information, dial 1-800-38-38-38-D. That's 1-800-MAKE-ME-HUGE.
Ladies over 50, ask about our Air Hogan Helium series.
Air Hogans Incorporated is a division of Loveco Industries. Loveco, we're reshaping America one D cup at a time.
The helium one, yeah, that really got me at the end. And that kind of really spoke to the room. Yeah, that was very funny. Nothing like Nick and Sonny to turn your day around.
Jess, do you remember the water brawls?
Yeah, so I was just going to talk about that.
What?
I there was a water brawl, but we also in college, this was, we called them chicken cutlets. Hmm. There were these, they were almost like breast implants, but they were on the outside. You bought them and they looked like chicken cutlets. And I only know this because at a fraternity party one night, I was dancing a little too hard and like one just like fell out, like fell and hit the basement floor wherever we were. And I was like, and my roommate at the time, Misha, she was like, you're
some frat bro dropped his half gallon of Kuchat cum.
They
before.
Were so like, no,
why
but,
didn't you drop it like it's hot to pick it up?
I
quick,
know,
like, I got
yeah,
your tea.
Yeah. It's so that's so
I have,
we got it. But
I
you,
have a
they
guess.
Just like you just put them right there in the boob and they looked real,
like under the cup. So just like a little push up.
Yeah, a little push up. Yeah.
And I can guarantee you, if that thing fell on the floor of a frat, mm-hmm. when you picked it up, it was never the same.
It was, yeah. I think I threw them away after that. I know it because I had a crossbody purse on. I just stuck it in my purse. I was like, that is not going to make skin contact.
God so knows did you what take I'll the get. Other one out?
I don't think
you don't
I
have
did.
To. It depends on which one fell out. Because
yeah,
if anything,
true.
It might have made it even.
Yeah.
There's always one that's bigger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You could either get another one to fill it in, or like a sock to fill it in, or if you can't find anything, you could put like a hair tie on the back part of your shirt and just make that part of your shirt tighter. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, you could. Yeah, that's
why do you know so much about
yeah,
this
that's a lot.
Fashion fixes for the boobs?
I don't know. I do a lot of staring when I was a kid, you know?
Appreciating what the people
you
do.
You try to figure stuff out. I have one more letter that I want to read.
Uh-oh.
This one says, Dear Goofballs, I'd like to personally thank Willie for his vocal admiration of Heavy Nats. As an owner of a pair of these babies, I felt like they weren't the typically desired type and often found myself aspiring to look more like the smaller, standard, perky-boobed women plastered all over social media ads. Mm-hmm. Because of this frequent mention and his excitement over his preferred type, I've come to realize that there is no one single ideal beauty standard, but rather, all bodies, shapes, and sizes are beautiful. I'm definitely more appreciative of my large natural boobs and will display them proudly.
Wow.
So, in my creepy, perverted talking that I do on here, I'm like somehow being body positive and helping people.
I
think you are.
My goodness, you are welcome, ladies.
Yeah,
so happy to.
That is not a letter I would have assumed you would receive.
Never.
Never.
And like awesome. The last one, when it got like these like creepy peaks and balances, and not, I don't think that guy's an actual creep.
No, that was just a fun letter.
It was a very fun, but this had like these like heartwarming peaks and valleys. I don't know. I got
for
such a kick
sure.
out of it.
I
assume you replied pics or I don't believe you.
Right.
No, I think
come
I was.
On,
hey, do you
Willie.
Get booby pics from listeners?
Never.
Really?
No, truly not.
I think we joked about getting dick pics on the text line.
Yeah.
And guys were sending them.
No, they weren't.
And that's when Jeff and D-Rex, don't say that. They will do it. Like,
I didn't
we're
hear
getting
that.
These
I didn't
pictures.
Know that.
This is a while back. It's like,
oh
everyone
my
is so excited. Like, I'll show you my way.
This happened on the air.
Yeah.
With, it's coming, Chris Hardwick.
Oh, okay.
And they were yapping about something. And then on the air, we put it on an album. It's hilarious.
Really?
Of him. Stop. He was like overreacting.
Right,
to
right,
it.
Right, right.
Super funny.
Really?
Yes. Because I think Mark kept printing them off and bringing them to
no. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I had a friend who was a part of a legal suit. And and they had to download all of the stuff from
their
the dating app or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I'm not kidding you. She had a 3-ring binder full of D-pics, and we just, I mean, we're talking like at an entire evening of just passing it around and looking.
And making fun of or admiring.
Or admiring. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There was a dry erase marker and we were raiding.
That's
so
awesome.
This may have been a story for the last episode, but yeah.
I like that she kept them in a binder like they're Pokemon cards.
No, she had to keep them in a binder because they were evidence for like this. It's not important what the thing was, but yeah, it was wild.
Wow.
Yeah, nuts.
So here's the official response, by the way. I just said, thanks for the email and for the topic. I gave it, this is Mark's reply. Oh, I haven't said anything. Well... I think that Mark, he was real nice. He said beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but it's all beautiful. Yeah, aww. Mark's a real nice guy. Mm-hmm. I don't get a lot of, no girls after shows want to hook up with me.
They don't offer up the motorboat situation, like, here's my heavy nats, test them.
No, one time girl was trying to hook up with Josh after a show in Peoria.
Uh-huh.
And Josh was like, hey, like, I don't want to be rude, but like, that's just not my thing. And then I was very happy to sign her boobs and be a little creep with her. You know, we had a good time.
Good.
I didn't hook up with her, by the way. We just like, I was being silly in the lobby or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, he was like, I'm not going to sign a woman's breast. That seems objectifying. And I was like, hey, come here. Let's have fun together. You know?
Really? Is that what Josh said?
No, he did not want to do it. He felt very awkward about the whole thing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's cute when he pretends like that.
Josh, the more I work the road with him, he is just like a really lovable, good dude, and he's kind of boring. I got nothing weird to say about him.
That's funny.
We did the whatever it was, 12-hour drives there and back total.
Oh, yeah.
And it was fine. Everything was great. He's a good guy to ride in the car with.
Yeah.
He listens to music that's a little too heavy for me, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But he's funny about it. Sometimes he smacks the steering wheel like it's a butt. You know, like the drums. And then he'll kind of... And it's that's a good time for me.
Okay, so let's compare trips. You did the big trip to New York with Josh. You took a big trip to Arkansas with Oskay. What's the...
The Oskay one was a little more stressful, but not because of him as a driving partner, only because I was the person that was driving.
You were driving, right?
But it was less driving. It was 7 hours there, show in the hotel, then 7 hours back. Honestly, it was super easy.
Okay.
And yeah, Jeff is the best. We listened to... The Kitchen Confidential audiobook, Anthony Bourdain book.
That's awesome. That.
And Jeff worked in kitchens and restaurants for like a decade.
Yeah.
So I'd be like listening and hear something kind of funny. And then Bourdain would like call a bartender a thief and Jeff would like crack up laughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we had a really good time together. Listened to a little Malcolm Gladwell as well.
Nice, yeah.
We had a fun little day together. It was cool.
So no music?
No, we listen to a lot of music.
Okay.
I just, for long drives, I have to do like a little bit of talking just because I can get so bored if it's just song after song after song.
For sure.
My like ADD needs a little narrative to happen in between that.
I gotcha.
But yeah, we had a really fun time and more shows later in the summer. But hey, we're going to be so lucky today, everybody, because we have another Bob Kavoyan game show.
Millions of viewers tune in to see Howie Mandel offer up tons of cash to contestants on the hit game show, Deal or No Deal. Guess who's got his own new game show?
Hi, I'm Bob Kavoyan. Howie Mandel is asking attractive girls to open suitcases. I'm asking attractive women to open their blouses. America, this is your old pal Bob inviting you to get in front of the boob tube. And get an eyeful of my new show, Real or Not Real. Let's meet our first contestant. Welcome to the show. What's your name, sir?
Oh, hi, Bob. I'm Dick. Dick Girth.
Okay, Dick. We'd like you to meet your first challenge, Amanda.
Hi, Dick.
Hi.
Now, for $100, are Amanda's breasts real or not real?
Gia, Bob, you know, I just can't tell with that blouse on.
Uh-oh, Dick. You know what that is.
Is it the banker?
Wrong show, Dick. That's not the banker. It's the Yanker. He's up in his darkened isolation booth, leering down on us right now. We don't know much about him, except that he goes through a lot of Kleenex up there. We figure he must have allergies or something. Hello, Yanker. Uh-huh. Hmm. Okay. Wow, Dick, the Yanker says he'll make Amanda take off her blouse, but he'll have to lower the prize money to $95.
Woo-hoo, sounds like a bargain to me, Bob.
All right, Amanda, you heard the man. Free those puppies.
Awesome. Wow.
Dick, we need an answer. Real or not real?
Gee, Bob, you know, it's tough to tell without feeling them.
Sorry, Dick, we're not licensed for that. Would it help if we turn the air conditioning up?
Nah, I think I'm going to take a shot, Bob. Those babies are just too perfect. Bob, I'd have to say those are not real.
Amanda?
He's right, Bob. These are totally fake. My boyfriend got them for me last Christmas.
Awesome.
There it is, and there they are, America. Deal or no deal or staring at suitcases. We're going to watch Amanda jump up and down for a while. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is your old pal, Bob, reminding you to tune in again next week when we'll ask...
Real or not real?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Watch Bob Kavoyan's new hit reality game show, Real or Not Real? Followed by an all-new episode of Dancing with the Whores. Only from Bob and Tom Television.
Oh, gosh. Dick Hitzwater used to be the announcer.
I know. And then the character's name was Dick Girth in it as well. Yeah, it was like you just couldn't resist, fellas. I like the end. I'm a real sucker for the followed by brought to you by the same company that brought you. I'm a big sucker for those kind of jokes. I love that.
I that is a very well cast bit in my opinion. That is that's a former GM here, Chris Wheat, and he nails that. And a former salesperson, and she just had the perfect voice for those types of bits.
And experience.
Yeah. Fun little awkward pause. Good. Perfect. Yeah. I liked the yanker. I liked the yanker. I thought they were going to go with the wanker.
Oh, yeah.
Both work,
yeah.
I like that all we know is that he goes through a lot of Kleenexes.
Yeah.
And then I love the... Hi, bump, always. I'm Bob Kavoyan. Every time that always. Gets me. I'm such a fan of that.
That's perfect.
Imagine trying to put together this show and not doing a Bob piece.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right?
This is our third one, I believe. And believe me, I have plenty to choose from for him.
Do what you know.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, yeah. I don't... Willie, have you ever seen a set and known those aren't real or been questionable?
I don't. Yeah,
you're young.
Yeah.
You probably haven't. You haven't even. Have you seen fake boobs?
I've seen
live and in person.
I've never gotten a live show. No, I'm only studio stuff.
Really?
You know? Yeah, only studio stuff. Or I think I maybe seen them, but I haven't got a full squeeze.
Like an experience.
Yeah, I don't think I have. I don't know. It's. The thing is, though, I'm not very critical of any of them. I think I'd be pretty happy about them.
Yeah.
Just because I think I'm happy about the whole experience.
Yeah.
One time Josh was telling a story, and in the story, he was performing an intimate act upon a woman.
Sure.
And then Chick asked him, do you like doing this? And then Josh said, well, it's not a terrible place to be.
Right.
And that's how I think about any opportunity I'd get to hang out with
absolutely.
A woman. It's not a bad place to be.
Right.
Let's have fun. It's going to be a good experience.
Yeah.
But I think about that expression. It's not a bad place
to be. It's not a bad
constantly.
Place.
Constantly. It's so funny to me.
Yeah, that's like even the worst one was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like pizza. When it's good, it's bad kind of thing.
I wasn't talking about pizza.
Okay. I can't imagine that goes the other way.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Part of me thinks that no matter who you are and how much you love it, having a big...
No, I would 100%, if you gave me a D and you gave me some T's, I would pick the T's every time.
Exactly.
Yeah, like that's just a no-brainer. Like it's an emotional animal. Like there's things.
What tees are we talking about?
These tees.
Oh, okay.
Girl tees.
There's tees down there.
There's tees down there.
That you know that you like to.
Testes. No, yeah. No.
Or twat.
No, test not twat.
We lost all.
I've been lost for a while.
No,
I'm
we're
trying.
Okay.
I actually kind of thought it was food for a while.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was, yeah, no, I was with him in terms of, like, if I had to choose, like, there's some very specific, I don't know, if I'm familiar, if we're friends, if me and the D are friends, I'm there, but I don't want to meet any new Ds, I'm going to be honest with you guys, like, I either go back to the old roster, or we're I'm going back, I'm going to meet some new Ts.
You go back to the Rolodex?
Yes, huh? The Rolodex.
Thought that would get more?
That was good.
I'm still laughing.
Yes. Very good, very good.
I'm still doing my little thing over here.
Very good.
Gosh, I hate it when I do an act out. That's really no one can see it.
That was good though.
It's just me going. Hey.
That was
so no new D's, huh?
No new D's.
So you don't want to see if there's some different D's out there?
No, I know there's lots of different D's out there, but none that I'm interested in.
Good for you.
Yeah. No, I just it's not.
You don't want to see both of these?
Ha I think that's the second both of these. There was one on the Big Show today, too.
Was that one?
Yeah, Josh. Yeah, I think Josh said to Ace both of these.
That was just incredible.
I know yesterday, Willie, I felt, got genuinely upset. Did you ladies
know
catch
what
it?
Happened?
No.
When he was defending himself about being lumped in with Godwin and Josh.
Mm-hmm. In terms of?
Absences.
Oh, yes, I did hear this. I did hear this. You're not. No, I don't think you are.
It was very funny.
Do you think? Because realistically, I took off last Monday for a medical thing. I've taken off a Monday when I have a show Sunday night, and I've left before a weekend and taken off a Friday.
Sure.
But I'm like, and then I had COVID, and I went to L.A. for work. But I am not on those guys' level.
No, not at all, not at all.
I mean, I'll get fired up again if we want to get me fired up again.
That wasn't the point.
I think you're allowed to take off.
I thought it was funny.
I just don't know how that narrative got started, and I'm honestly a little mad at McDuffin, but it's okay. I think that we're going to figure
it out
together.
That's what he does.
So here's the thing. Knowing a little bit about HR, if you provide one thing to one employee, you must provide it to all. Mm-hmm. So whatever is provided to Godwin is provided to all of us.
Yeah, I think that's called Title 9. 90 days off this year. How about that? Is that pretty good?
So I'm just saying, we could all take as much time off as we want.
It's usually late in the year, I feel like.
Mm. Yeah. When the wheels come off. Yeah.
Well, and that's, I never take off days for fun anymore because I know that I'm going to have to take them off for stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just rather do that because that makes stand-up kind of is my fun. That's the thing that like, makes me happy. And I'm also like so happy to go out there and like meet people that work for other affiliates and meet like fans in other towns that aren't just the one that we're in right now.
For sure.
And I'm going to bring that up in my next contract renegotiation.
Are you now?
That's a valuable asset to this show, mother... No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to cuss. Okay.
Could you imagine Willie sitting down with Tom...
Negotiating?
Well,
I'm guessing...
And you holding steady. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Well, there's a Tom list of negotiations that happen, and then there's a Kessler list of negotiations.
Yeah, Tom ain't at that meeting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's another
show.
I'm guessing you're on the Kessler list.
Really?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? You think Tom is going to go, hey, Willie, we need... But also, by the way...
That's probably fair, yeah.
Yeah. Tom's negotiation meetings usually go, hey, come here. And you step out in the hallway and he's like, yeah, no, yeah, okay, done.
Yep, no.
That's usually how it is.
That's what Josh does. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I'll ever get one, it'll be while he's dropping me off at the airport and then I'll cry while I'm back. Oh God, I didn't know what to say and I freaked out. And then I'll call my mom. Okay, we're moving on. We are moving on. This is our last bit. It's a little bit of Dean and Jerry to send us off.
Whoa, Allie, look at the gazongas on that gal.
She's one busty lady. Let's tell her how we feel.
I want to be your bra.
I bet that you're a double D.
I want to be your bra.
And feel your big jugs under me.
No, I don't want to marry you.
I just want to carry your big boobs around.
All over town.
I just want to be your bra.
What about my panties?
No thanks, that's not for me.
Cup of tea.
How about fishnet stockings?
No, that will never do.
I wanna be a big brassiere and hang around with you.
I wanna be your bra.
I love your hefty, happy sex.
I wanna be your bra.
Why don't you do some jumping jacks?
I don't wanna get you into bed.
I just wanna stick my little head between your boobs.
Your inner tubes.
I just wanna be your bra.
Do you like my melons?
They're firm and ripe and sweet.
My boobs are so gigantic.
Oh, I bet you've never seen your feet.
Would you like to squeeze them?
No, that would make me glad.
You'll be the greatest living bra a girl has ever had.
Hey, boss, those are the biggest hooters I've ever come across.
Oh, I wanna be your bra.
Swing. Your cuddly snuggle pup.
I want to be your bra.
Your nipples look like Dixie cup.
And if your boobs start going south,
I'll hold on to them with my mouth.
They'll stay in place.
Thanks to my face, I just want to be your bra.
I just want to be.
I just wanna be your bra.
So yeah, that's it. That is a perfect example of a Bob and Tom bit for me. It's something that is so silly.
Yeah.
It's just this weird catchphrase, I just wanna be your bra. Mm-hmm. And then we have to call Steve Ali and he's gotta call some horn players. That yes. is the go. Bob and Tom show for me.
There. It's You know what? I'm going to pull back the curtain. I didn't listen to any of that. We just had like a serious conversation while that bit was playing. And I just heard the very end where he says, I want to be your bra. And that's all I know. That's well, literally
so
all I know.
So all the context you need is horns, I want to be your bra. And then the end is.
You totally killed it. You brought me back. I really didn't have to say anything because the way you just gave me a summary. I was like, all right, that sounds right.
Okay. I heard snuggle. Puffs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Snuggle mm-hmm. puffs.
Or pups. Could be pups.
Mm-hmm. There was yeah. sweater pups was definitely user. I mean, this is so. I just pointed at a piece of paper like I was referencing something to a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I think sweater pups was used earlier. The things that this show makes you feel like are real words.
It really
so funny.
Does. Because I know like I you know how they do like the rustling of the papers and stuff when chicks reading the sports or mm-hmm. whatever it is. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. so you catch yourself like literally acting when you're sitting in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of silly.
It's just so like, it's so funny that like, this is work. Like the things that like Jess has had to Google today to be like, well, we got to figure this out for the podcast. I'm right. going to Google the phrase torpedoes as breasts on Urban Dictionary. Mm-hmm.
Don't Google dick girth.
Don't.
No need.
No need. It's exactly what I think it is.
Yeah, you know what? A little bit shorter than I thought it'd be, but.
Really? What's considered big girth? What's considered
wide?
Wide, yeah.
Not about like so you know like a pop can maybe.
That's I'm gonna be honest. That's discouraging.
That's, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not for me.
Yep, I'm gonna pull a Josh and cry on the way home kind of thing. That does not make you feel.
It
good.
Should not be like this.
Are we talking like the middle part? Are we talking? Is this like girls on TikTok? Are we talking the middle part,
like the
or is this like the end? Are we talking about? Because I feel like the thickness all around is gonna be terrible.
Yeah, the Wait, thickness around.
No, oh, you mean the shaft?
You're right.
Okay. Yeah, no, I would say like the shaft. Yeah, that's girth is the shaft.
Sick.
Okay.
That's your head cool. is a different measurement.
Okay. It's not like a giant toadstool from Mario where it's like, it's like a little nub and then it's like, my big hat.
It's a Mario.
You know, get the magic mushroom. What up?
You know how like there's like a certain set of measurements that you can give to any tailor and they can give you a suit?
Sure.
Like your chest?
Yeah.
I like to imagine that there is someone that knows exactly what you need to do to measure any penis and still get the exact same thing to fit for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go around in the middle and then around at the top and then you go over and then you go tip to tail.
Yeah.
Not tip to tail. Tip to, yeah, I don't know.
Tip to base?
So what do you
base?
Do? Does one base? Side of the leg have to be a little bit wider? If you're a John Hamm, it's got to kind of shift one way. So
I want to be so rich that when I get my suit tailored, the person measures my penis.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you guys?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that has anything to do with being rich.
I don't know.
Might be gay, but.
That's like a weird dig. Let's go out on that, dude.
Wait, like on Friends, Joey.
Not a dig at all. Yeah, that was not a dig.
Joey Taylor, you got to go up the leg.
And you got to move it over. But doesn't a guy like swing one way? Don't you have a preference? Like which way you swing?
We've talked about this before.
Really?
I don't. They're jingling around.
Which way do you swing? I think you said it. Which way you swing? Like you're Duke Ellington talking about like a jazz number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's. I think I'm probably a little to the right, but realistically, I don't even think that I got enough hang down for that to be part of the problem.
Really?
Yeah, and I've also got pretty big. You know what I'm talking about? I got the big AC/DC balls.
Right.
So I think that it's kind of always just going forward a little bit, if that makes sense.
Oh, so it like a little
what?
Projection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What's AC/DC balls?
They have a song called Big Balls.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they projected.
I like
So like
big
how
balls.
Squirrel is, where it's like they kind
no,
of...
No, it's just like, you know, I don't think there's anything that I can really compare it
Imagine
to.
Imagine a t-shirt hanging down over a fat man's belly. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Does that help? And if he's got a really tall t-shirt, it goes down more. But if he's wearing a crop top, it's not even going to go all the way down. Does that make sense?
Oh, like most of my shirts now.
I was at first I was sad so because I just thought you didn't get my reference, but then you were sad because I was hurting your feelings, and I'm so sorry.
No. It's
mine swings like a JFK.
Really?
Back into the left.
Yes, thank you.
But only when it's blown.
I don't think that we...
Because his head got blown. Jeez. I got it.
It was a little explicit.
I was like, what do you mean? Like it's Irish, blown but away. People think it's Italian?
I had no idea. We were saying left or right.
This is the booby podcast. I know. What happened?
You have a liberal wiener? Like I was very like, what are we doing?
It's like JFK. It's only there because the mob.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if girls, like if we have that... Like, I don't
Our
know.
Our left boob is bigger than the right one, I think.
There's usually one that's bigger than the other.
I assume it's a left.
I don't... As someone who has been on the roller coaster of the breast experience, I had breast implants for 10 years and then had them removed, and I didn't know, and I think it's with age. So it's like when you're in your 20s, you want big boobs. Mm-hmm. Like you're like, that's what everybody, like I want big boobs, I want to be hot. And then later on in life, it's just like, no, and it's so much more convenient. Things fit better. Like life is easier.
Yeah.
I feel very, very ugly, but life is easier.
No, you're beautiful.
No, I'm just telling you, like, there's a very emotional component to, like, going from big boobs to little boobs.
But a lot of times, don't women kind of, the boobs get a little bigger as they get older?
I think they get fatter, longer.
Jason?
Yeah, I think they get longer. I don't know if they get bigger.
And ladies, if you're Asian, I say, swing low, sweet cherry. Let me
so
see
supportive, Willie.
I just like that me being a total creep has turned into this body positive thing now.
I don't think that's bad. I think listen, that, look, you, in all of our female issues, we need a strong white man in the front, like leading us. So, Willie, you're the guy.
It's like Rosie the Riveter going her hand up, and I'm just trying to touch her boob from the side like a little creep.
You need to think more like Bob. Mm. Bob wasn't a creep. Mm-hmm. He just embraced and enjoyed
appreciation.
So go down that road. You're not a creep, Willie. Mm-hmm. You're not a creep.
One time you said on this podcast he had an unapologetic appreciation, and that really kind of took me to a different level.
Yeah,
because
he
was never inappropriate. He didn't like go up and grab women and be like, "Hey." He was never.
It was always in celebration.
It's just like women are beautiful. Hooray!
Yeah.
Let's see them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, if you would,
if you would like,
if you're into that,
you heard it here first, ladies. We're just a body positive podcast.
Yes,
we say swing low, sweet chariots.
Yeah,
we say heavy gnats. We say just what was the thing that Mike said? Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and it's all beautiful, baby.
There you go. What? Just out of curiosity, in this anatomy series that we're doing here on the podcast, what are we going to cover next?
We've already done the booty, I believe.
Yeah.
I think we already did that last year.
We covered the butt.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. What's the next most sensual part of the body, guys?
We could go the other way and do bits making fun of fat people. We could do the opposite of body positive Bob and Tom stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all about balance, guys.
It's all, we got to cover it all.
So, Willie, when's your next show where if a fan were wanting to show you their...
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Where would that be?
July 30th with Jeff Oskey. I've got some smaller stuff coming up, but that's the big one.
Where are you at?
Montpelier, Indiana.
Okay.
I'll be posting about it. I'll let folks know.
And all your tour dates in the future can be found where?
On my Instagram bio. There's a little link in there. It goes to my link tree or just at linktree.com/WillieG. You can find me. Or WillieG13, I think.
And what's your Instagram handle?
At willie.griswold. And if you're not on Instagram, you can just look up my Instagram and still go to that link, so it's no big deal.
So they can just Google you.
Yes, they can. Have you been getting a couple? Have you been getting a few DMs, maybe?
No.
Okay, cool.
I get nothing.
No, I'm with you because I'm not on Instagram, and I'm like, well, Willie, if I wanted to find you, how else do I find you?
You have to assume that people listening know nothing, and that's what I've learned because people ask questions, and I assume everybody just knows stuff.
Mm-hmm. I do too. And then if you ask me a question, I go, "You're dumb." Google it.
No, yeah, it's on Instagram. It's easy enough to find. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next time. We're talking toes.
I was thinking feet.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band, like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.